Masechet Pe'ah, Perek He, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah says, Baal HaBayit Shehaya Over Mimakom LeMakom. If you have a rich man, a wealthy man who is technically not allowed to take Leket, Shecha, and Pe'ah, all these gifts were specifically for the poor. So this Baal HaBayit, this rich man who's traveling, he has a lot of possessions, he has a lot of money, but he was traveling, he was going Mimakom LeMakom, he was all over the place, and he spent all of the money that he had with him, and he has nothing left. So for that moment, he has nothing to eat. V'sarich litol leket shicha u'pe'ah u'ma'aser ani yitol. U'kishyachzor lebeto yeshalem divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So at that point in time, in order to sustain himself, in order to have something to eat, he's traveling in some random town. He wants to take leket shicha and pe'ah and ma'aser ani. He wants to take some of the gifts to the poor that are usually given in order to support himself and eat until he returns home. He wants to do that. He should do that. You told he can take them. And when he returns home, he should pay. That means he should give money to the charity plate, to the poor people of his hometown. He gives it to an organization that's going to divvy up the money that he ate. Let's say he ate $200 worth of food while he was traveling. That's supposed to go to the poor people of those towns. When he returns home and he goes to his bank and has his possessions, he takes $200, gives it to the local charity, and then that charity repays all poor people in his town from money that was supposed to go to the poor. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. V'achamim omrim, ani haya be'ota sha'ah. Hachamim say, no. He doesn't have to repay anything. Why are we saying that he has to repay? Technically, this guy was a poor person while he was traveling. You're right. He had money back at home, 3-4 day journey away. But right now, in the situation where he was while he was traveling in some random town, we're going to consider him a poor person. And since he was a poor person at that moment, we're going to compare the case to like a poor man who got rich later on. A week later, poor man, he got rich later on. Are you going to tell me that he has to pay back for all the matanot aniyim, all the gifts to the poor that he ate before he got rich? Of course not. At that point in time, he was poor. So the Hakamim, or this opinion over here, Hakamim would say, that is the same story over here. This man, while he was traveling, he was a poor person. Then he went back home, it's like he got rich again. So you're not going to obligate a guy like that to pay back, because at that point in time, he was poor. And the Bar Tinura brings down that Halakha is like Hakamim. This rich man does not have to pay for the Leket, Shicha, and Pe'ah that he takes.